It was my grandfather Scobie, George W. Scobie Sr., came from Connecticut. And it was 1882 or 83, I think they came down. And I believe they said they came in the oyster boat. I don't just what that was. And they settled here and were credited with starting the fishing industry. It was my uncle, George Scobie Jr., and my father, Frederick Scobie, and came down. That's it. Daddy brought all kinds of fish home, crabs home, you know, and they'd get caught in the nets. And so when there wasn't anything else, there was always mullet, because they did have close season on that. Seems they had a special net that they used. They had a skiff that they put the nets in. They put them on these, they had rails, and they put them up to dry them. And then they'd have to take them down and put them in the back of the boat, of the skiff, and so they could then row and let it run out the back and set it early, I guess, in the evening, and then take them up early morning. My grandfather had a fish house out there, and they always had a man in there to look after them. There was a big vat that they put the fish in water. Water they dipped out of the Indian River, I think. And it was the trout. They couldn't ship them whole. They called it gutting them. They had to slit them and take the insides out. And when they tossed them out, oh, you should see the catfish should be there. And my sister said, you look like you could walk on them. So nice. But they had bottom fish, and then, of course, they'd catch others too, but it was mostly mullet and trout and bass and the panfish, bottom fish. But, oh, they went, and then my grandfather saw the need for the barrels to ship them in. So they, out on the end of the city wharf, there was a big warehouse where the steamers used to leave the products. Well, he had they call them coopers, and I've watched them make the barrels. They'd have the forms and stays in them, and then shape them into a barrel and put the head on, and they shipped them out too to other people, because they'd ice them down in that, you know, and then ship them. And then after many storms, the wharf finally had to be torn down, and there was about four houses out there, and my uncle had a marine supply because they needed for the boats and the men fishing.